From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm your mom's favorite anchorman, Bill Curtis. And here is your host, Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you so much, everybody. Oh, ma'am. We got a fun show for you today. Later on, we're going to be talking to the creator of the TV show Mad Men, Matt Weiner. Now, Mad Men, of course, is really great. We've all been watching the early days of advertising for some years now. We're hoping that now Mad Men is coming to an end. For his next show, Matt Weiner does something about the early days of public radio.
Now that we've finished that report on artisanal Birkenstock growers, let's have a free granola lunch and then treat women just as we would treat one another as fellow professionals, equal in every way. It's about to get wild.
Whatever your hidden backstory, we want to hear from you. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Tina King from beautiful Charleston, West Virginia.
Charleston, West Virginia. Now, I have not been to Charleston. Tell me what it is like.
It's really nice. It's a nice, safe little small city with a very decent arts and culture following.
That's not what I expected at all. And what do you do for fun?
Mostly for fun, I play Tournament Scrabble.
You play Tournament Scrabble?
That's right.
I happen to know that Tournament Scrabble is a cutthroat occupation.
It really is.
Sometimes those tiles go flying.
They actually do sometimes. People are known to throw boards every now and then.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I thought you said it was a safe community.
Now, let me ask you, I just want to ask you one question before we get started with you. What is the score you're most proud of?
Probably the best play I've ever had was online against against a high-level player, and I played Rejiggered for 204 points, I think.
Well done. Let me introduce you to our panel, Tina. First up, it's a comedian who'll be recording his first comedy album on May 8th and 9th at the Laugh Factory in Chicago. It's Brian Babylon.
Yay!
Next, it's a style columnist for the Washington Post, Ms. Roxanne Roberts.
Hello, Tina.
Finally, it's a comedian, the host of the Champs podcast, and the author of the memoir, Kasher in the Rye. It's Moshe Kasher.
Hi, Tina.
So, Tina, you'll start us off with Who's Bill This Time. Bill Curtis, of course, will perform for you three quotations from the week's news. He'll do that brilliantly, as is his wont.
Okay.
Your job, simply explain or identify that two times out of three. You'll do that, you win our prize. That's the voice of Carl Castle on your home voicemail. You ready to go?
Yes.
Your first quote is from New York Republican Congressman Peter King.
He's a guy with a big mouth and no results. He doesn't provide leadership and has no real experience.
Mr. King, a Republican, was talking about a senator, also a Republican, who just said he's officially running for president. Who's the guy who inspires such affection?
Ted Cruz.
Yes, Ted Cruz! With his announcement this last week, Ted Cruz became the only official candidate for president in 2016, and he already is in last place. The senator chose to make his announcement at Liberty University, where he roamed and intoned in front of the students who, and this is true, had to attend his speech or pay a fine. It's mandatory to attend this speech. During the speech, they were tweeting their reactions. Like, quote, why are we clapping? I have no idea. And this is so embarrassing, unquote. It's the only kind of TED talk more insufferable than an actual TED talk.
So when he heard that that other congressman or senator hating on him,
yeah.
You know what, he's like, man, haters gonna hate. That's what
I don't think he'd ever put it that way, but that is his attitude.
But that's his new little thing, like to say little catchy phrases to get the kids caught up in his campaign.
Oh, he'll do like hip-hop phrases and
yeah,
stuff like that?
Yeah, like, hey, man, haters gonna hate.
Yep, cruising down the street, haters gonna hate. It's Cruz, baby.
Yep.
The fact of the matter, though, is that when you say, you know, all these Republicans are saying, are saying how much they don't like you. He says, that's because I don't compromise, and that's because they're creatures of Washington, and I'm a true conservative. He's only been in the Senate for about 2.5 years, and he has managed to annoy...
Wait a minute, that's it?
That's it. He was elected in 2012, right?
He's the one that shut down the government.
He did. John McCain, a fellow Republican senator, called him a wacko bird. Some people...
Did he really say wacko bird?
Yeah.
That's another hip-hop-ism. Wacko
yes,
bird cruising down the street.
Yes.
It's me, John McCain. Bruh, bruh, bruh.
Would yep. that be...
Yep. Yep.
Wait, would that be...
I would like to live in a country ruled by the Senate you are describing.
Republican rappers?
So your next quote, Tina. Tina, your next quote is from billionaire investor Warren Buffett.
I eat like a six-year-old.
Right. So Warren Buffett likes snack foods. And so, as of course, very wealthy, powerful investor, this week, Mr. Buffett was one of the players involved in a merger between two huge companies. What were those companies? Snack foods. Think condiments.
Heinz and...
American cheese.
Kraft?
Yes, Heinz and Kraft.
Thank you.
The two best-known names in processed food have joined together. Presumably because they realized they could kill more of us if they joined forces. The new company will be called Kraft Heinz, which is also one of those complicated German words. It means the strange feeling you get when you inhale cheese whiz straight from the pressurized can.
I think the real thing that's really hot about this merger is for Walking Dead zombie apocalypse times. All this processed food, because if you get to that big place where all these companies came together, all the ketchup, all the canned stuff, you're winning.
Because we are better prepared for the apocalypse, I grant you.
Yeah, you're much better for the apocalypse because you can't, fresh food and all that organic stuff that you guys love is going to be worthless. Okay, all that whole food stuff.
What do you mean by you guys?
I'm saying in this NPR crowd, the whole food's going to be worthless. It's going to be those things in the cans, circus peanuts, all that kind of stuff.
But this is a company that makes stuff we know about. This is our lives at stake. So Warren Buffett, know this. If you screw up our tater tots, we will end you.
But how do you think he has this? Does he just mention this and it would be great you two guys to merge up and then it just happened? Does he just talk it, or why do people trust him so much?
Because he's really, 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 really rich.
But so was a dude from Dubai. No one trusts him.
A dude from Dubai.
Yeah, from Dubai. Yeah. Loaded.
Sure. I read that Tom Clancy novel.
He's our dude. He's our dude. He's not only our dude, he's our dude who eats macaroni and cheese out of the box.
Out of the box.
Okay, so there.
A billionaire who does that.
Okay, so there.
Tina?
Yes.
Tina, here is your last quote.
Okay.
We are all devastated about Zayn Malik, but we must soldier on.
That was the mayor of Boston, Massachusetts, urging his citizens, and really, all of us, to stay strong after Mr. Zayn Malik did what?
I don't think I've heard this one.
Oh, I can't believe it. Do you know any, 16-year-old girls?
No, I sure don't.
Can you go out in the street and find one?
I hope not.
No, they're at home in mourning anyway.
Yeah, it's a terrible, terrible thing. I'm just going to give it to you.
Oh, is he the One Direction?
Yes, he left One Direction. You see, you do know.
Yes, I did know. I just didn't want to admit it at first.
Tragedies like this bring the whole country together. We share in each other's pain. One Direction, the boy band, is losing Zayn Malik. Young people all over the world are distraught. To understand how they feel, we encourage you, our audience, to remember how you felt when Robert McNeil left PBS's NewsHour. A lot of One Direction fans are blaming this breakup on Zayn Malik's fiancée, to which I say, come on, Yoko, haven't you done enough damage? Bill, how did Tina do in our quiz?
Well, they can strike up the band in Charleston. She got them all right.
Very well done. Congratulations, Tina.
Thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.